Oh, I have hoped since I was really young that this day would come, that I would be able to be on the cover of a magazine, that my work would be on the cover. And it's just such an honor, especially to have somebody so game-changing as Secretary Holland to be wearing one of my pieces. I did not know that it was going to be on the cover. The items were pulled by the stylists. I knew it was going to be for InStyle magazine, but I had no idea it was going to be the cover until the day the stylist sent me a screenshot and said, we got the cover. And I was just shocked. So it's a pretty huge deal. I'm still kind of resonating in it, but it's pretty exciting.
Describe to me how you felt when you saw Interior Secretary Holland on the cover, looking so stately and, as the cover says, so badass, wearing something that you designed.
Yeah, I was actually outside walking my dog at the time. So I just checked my phone and I was shocked. It took me a few minutes for it to really sink in that it was going to be the cover of the actual physical magazine. It wasn't just an online story, you know. It took me a minute to really realize what had happened. And I looked around to realize I didn't really have anybody to share it with. So I kind of was just like internalizing all of that excitement until I got home. And the response from those images being released was just incredible. I was so grateful for everybody's support.
What are the design elements you specifically put into the dress that Secretary Holland is wearing?
Yes, the piece that I actually designed that's on the cover is from my Mother of Waters collection. And the collection is inspired by my tribal homelands up in Washington State, where my father's side of the family is from. Sustainability is something that I really focus on in my design. It's a cornerstone of my design and it's part of my design mission. So the dress itself is this bright cerulean blue mock neck long sleeve dress that's made from 100% organic cotton. And along with the dress, it's styled with one of Deb Holland's personal powwow shawls, which just the colors together look so beautiful together. And then a few other designers who did the handbag that's on the cover as well as the jewelry. But it's a very beautifully bright blue cover with a red background. So it's absolutely stunning.
How long had you known that Secretary Holland would be wearing one of your creations?
The story is actually quite a complicated one because when InStyle had initially reached out to say that they were dressing Deb Holland for a story within the magazine and they needed items the next day. So I sent a box of pieces, of samples that I had in studio, and it was stuck at the post office and they were unable to retrieve it. So I thought I had missed this opportunity completely. I'd written her a letter and included some gifts. And I just thought, oh my gosh, wow, this opportunity is just over because it's trapped at the post office and they couldn't get somebody to go retrieve it in time. They were leaving for Washington, D.C. that night. So the stylist contacted me through Instagram DMs and was like, look, we really want your stuff. Is there anything that we can do? So I packed up two more boxes. A messenger came at 11 p.m. at night to pick them up. And then one of the creative directors of InStyle magazine hand carried the items on the plane to Washington, D.C. first thing in the morning. So it almost didn't happen. And I'm just so grateful that everybody put forth so much effort to really support the designers that ended up being a part of this.
Have you heard from Secretary Holland about how she felt about the dress or being featured on the cover of InStyle?
I have not yet. I'm really hopeful that I will be able to speak to her one day, whether it be over the phone or whatever, but I haven't heard from her yet, but she looked absolutely incredible and I'm sure she felt amazing during the shoot.